Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of the Cure Talks Cancer Podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, and healthcare professionals to do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. In this week's episode, we spoke with Andrew Kupek, Manager of Clinical Research at the GOTO Foundation for Lung Cancer, as part of our Speaking Out video series. Andrew shared on the different therapeutic options for non-small cell lung cancer and the importance of biomarker testing. So with non-small cell lung cancer, we hear all the time about a lot of trials and approvals. Where do we stand right now with the current standards in treatment?
Yeah, well, I think you definitely said it. It's an exciting time for non-small cell now. I think we have a number of different therapeutic options. They kind of fall into three main categories. The first is chemotherapy and combinations with chemotherapy, but we've also seen approval of immunotherapies, which are just drugs that help your immune system recognize and fight back against the cancer. And we've also seen a lot of targeted therapies, which are drugs that are directed against specific mutations or changes that the cancer may have. And under all of these, we've seen a lot of approvals. I like to say in the past 10 years, we've seen more approvals for non-small cell lung cancer than in the preceding 30 years before that. So I think it's a really exciting time.
That's fantastic. And so I know you had mentioned targeted therapies a little bit in there. So how has genomic testing and genetic testing come into play for non-small cell lung cancer?
Sure. So I think it's become almost an essential part of non-small cell lung cancer treatment. And the reason being is, as I kind of mentioned, the approval of targeted therapies we've seen. So targeted therapies are drugs that are designed to attack cancer cells that have a specific mutation or change. But to know which targeted therapy drugs will be an option for you, you first need to know if you have one of those mutations or changes. And that's where testing, biomarker testing, comes into play. And the doctor can do a test on your tumor and find out if you have any mutations or changes. And if they match to a targeted therapy, you can be started on that. And that's really important because a lot of the research we have around targeted therapies shows that if you have a mutation or a change that matches a targeted therapy, that's really a better therapeutic option for you in many cases than even things like immunotherapy or chemotherapy. So kind of if without molecular testing, you may not know whether or not you're receiving a treatment that may really work for you. So we tell everyone it's really important to have that conversation, make sure you've gotten biomarker testing.
Sure. So on top of that, so everyone should be asking their doctors to get this testing. If you were already diagnosed, should you be, I guess, maybe a tumor sample? Should that be tested as well?
So, yeah, we can actually do biomarker testing in multiple ways. A lot of biomarker testing is done on biopsy or tumor tissue, but actually testing can be done with the blood now. They call it sometimes a liquid biopsy or blood-based testing. And really, that can help patients who have already been diagnosed and maybe started their treatment because, you know, it may not be, a lot of times you can't, a second biopsy is hard to do or it's not feasible. And blood-based testing can be done at any time during treatment. And in fact, there's a case for actually, even if you haven't gotten molecular testing at diagnosis or even if you've already gotten testing before, getting testing again, particularly if you're on a therapeutic option that maybe isn't working as well for you anymore, sometimes the cancer can change and new changes or mutations can appear, especially when a therapy no longer seems to be working, that may not have been there before. So it's not just a one and done kind of thing. You always want to be talking about, you know, is there a case, you know, would getting tested again be good for me or not? Because it can always inform your treatment decisions throughout.
So can you give us an example of a biomarker and a targeted therapy that goes along with it for non-small cell lung cancer?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So there's several right now. There's a couple main mutations for which we have approved target therapies for lung cancer. Some examples are EGFR, ALK, ROS1, and BRAF. But I'll take the example of EGFR. If you do biomarker testing, the doctor finds out that you have an EGFR mutation in your tumor, you can actually be started on a targeted therapy called Tagrisso. And what we find is that Tagrisso actually is a better therapeutic option than a lot of other things if you have an EGFR mutation, maybe even chemotherapy, and actually does better than immunotherapy for patients with an EGFR mutation. So knowing that can really put you into a better therapeutic path, knowing that information.
Okay, and so there's a lot of clinical trials going on across all cancer types. So with so many of these biomarkers now, are there any clinical trials that patients should know about that are going on?
Yeah, absolutely, because although we have, I mentioned a few mutations that we have targeted therapies for, there's really two cases that I think clinical trials become important for lung cancer patients. That one is that sometimes, unfortunately, if you're on a drug like Tagrisso or another targeted therapy for a mutation, it may work for a while, for many patients for quite a long time, but unfortunately the cancer may start to grow again, or the drug may not be working as well. And there's actually clinical trials looking at drugs that will be also targeted therapies, but will work after the first targeted therapy stops working. So that's a really good one reason to consider clinical trials. The second is there's only a few mutations or changes that we have an approved target therapy right now for, but there are many, many, many mutations that can occur in a non-small cell lung cancer tumor. And actually, there's a lot of active clinical trials looking for targeted therapies for mutations or changes, which we don't currently have an approved one yet. When you get biomarker testing and the results come back, there may be a change that we don't currently have a therapy for, but may point you toward a clinical trial for a therapy that's in development. So I think really targeted therapy trials can be important considerations for all non-small cell lung cancer patients.
Great. So two-parter. So realistically, patients should definitely be asking to get genomic testing and biomarker testing, and then follow up and see if maybe their doctor can recommend a clinical trial.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's really an essential two-part of it. Is one is making sure that you've had that conversation about molecular testing with your doctor and that you've received testing and if there's more testing that could be appropriate for you. But then also in the end, making sure you get back the results and have someone like your doctor who can help you understand them. Sometimes with the way molecular testing is ordered out, the results will be handed back to your doctor. And so it's important to check with them to make sure they receive them, and make sure you can get them explained to you so that when you kind of go and have that discussion, make your treatment options, you have all the information that might be relevant to you. And that can really just help you feel more empowered to have a more informed conversation and know that you're considering all your options. So it's really important to ask both for the testing and then, the results itself.
Sure. Yeah, that's very important. So it sounds like there's a lot going on in this space. What do patients have to look forward to next?
I think there's a lot of different clinical trials. I mean, one of the main things we're going to see is we're starting to see already combination therapies. We have kind of three mainstays: non-small cell lung cancer therapy, chemotherapy, targeted therapy, and immunotherapy. But we're looking at ways to combine them together to make the drugs benefit more patients or to work longer for patients than ever before. And I think we're also seeing, as I mentioned, an increase in the amount of mutations or changes for which targeted therapies we are able to attack. Mm-hmm. And we're looking for different ways and new therapies that we haven't even discovered yet. So I think there's really important to pay attention to the clinical trial space. And here's, we're just going to see, I think there's a lot of reason to hope that we're going to keep seeing the approvals and amount of therapies available to non-small cell lung cancer patients keep increasing.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For more information, visit gotofoundation.org and check back on curetoday.com for our Speaking Out video series. Don't forget to subscribe to the Cure Talks Cancer podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode, or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cure Talks Cancer podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.